Hi, I'm Leela, and I'm an alcoholic, and I love Alcoholics Anonymous. It's my honor to serve as delegate for California Northern Interior Area 07, and I'm on the Literature Committee. Thank you to Area 72 and to Gail for this opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope. I had a sponsor tell me in my early days that I could complicate a glass of water, and if she could only see the field day I had with this topic. To prepare, I was grateful to turn to quite a few resources, and I'll name just a few. Interviews with Phyllis and Greg, current and past GMs of GSO, my service sponsor, recovery sponsor, Roberta L., trustee and chair of the subcommittee on self-support, and many others. Readings, including Warranty 1 and 2, Tradition 7, finance guidelines, agenda topics, conference reports, and more. So right about now, you might be thinking my sponsor was probably right about complicating a glass of water. But after all that input, I paused, and I sought input from my higher power, and I'll share a few reflections I had on my journey. The first one is about participation. In 2010, 44% of registered groups participated in direct self-support by sending in a contribution. Again, in 2010, 44% of registered groups participated in direct self-support. To make that tangible, I thought of five groups and doing them that I attend locally. Doing the math, that would be 2.2 of those send any money in. It could be a dollar, could be the average of $99.24, could be more. And by the way, this $99.24 average doesn't cover the costs. Concept 4 talks about the right of participation in regard to voting rights, but there are also some beautiful spiritual principles that are emphasized. Phrases like brotherly partnership, desire to belong, effective and unifying, share what it can be like. I think there's also a responsibility to participate. Concept 4 also shares of accepting our necessary disciplines and highlights that we are trusted servants. The next theme that came to my mind was about self-support where money and spirituality mix. There are a few different aspects to this theme. Our seventh tradition states that we do this thing on our own. We don't accept money from non-members. And this goes back to Rockefeller and our corporate poverty, and money would spoil this thing. Money and spirituality mix in the basket. Money put in the basket is done anonymously, and it's an act of humility. Once it's in the basket, the money belongs to the group. The group discusses and decides how to best use it for our primary purpose. We can talk openly about money. It's not shameful, it's not secretive, and we can have courageous conversations while practicing love and tolerance. Talking about money doesn't take away from our purpose, it can add to it. And again, participation. When we put money in the basket, we're part of our group, our district, our area, our world services. It's easier to understand local needs, local economy, local costs, and local services. It just is. It gets a bit more difficult to comprehend world services. And I saw a photo one time of a central office in Mexico, and there was literature on the shelves. And this overwhelming feeling of unity came over to me. I felt incredibly connected, and I knew that I was part of carrying that message because of my participation. Did I directly publish or translate or deliver the literature? No. But did I put money in the basket? Did I participate in our conference process? Yes, and I was part of. So now let's look at literature sales versus contributions. Does all the money for GSO services come from contributions? No. Our expenses are higher than income from contributions. And the way we can pay for all of our services by using contributions and profit from literature sales. Our big book cost is $2, and GSO sells the big book for $8. In Warranty 2, Bill shares his belief that literature profits are a form of self-support. After all, who reads our literature? Prospects and eventual members. Up until now, we've been okay with using income from both sources. We adjust literature prices when we need to, often by raising the price of the big book. And that's one thing that I'm sure is being looked at right now to make up the budget shortfall that we see projected for 2013 and 14 of negative $500,000 and negative $1.1 million. So up until now, it's been relatively okay. There have been some concerns. Are we truly self-supporting? because we rely on literature more and more, and the spiritual importance of participation. But let's look ahead, though, because there are major changes happening, and it's our collective job to look ahead. Will we still be okay using profits from literature given some new considerations? And if not, what can we do about it? Here are some of the considerations. There are changes in the publishing industry. Book and magazine sales are giving way to electronic book sales and audio and video formats. Investments need to be made in technology to provide these formats and for the ability to sell these formats. People are working together differently. Where teams once had to be together in the same office, now there are virtual teams working together effectively and affordably worldwide. All of this is in the industry. All this change and innovation has been exciting and expensive, and the economy hasn't been the greatest. So what does this mean for AA? What could this mean for AA? Where do we go from here? Do we stick with the same way of doing things, hoping we can continue to use literature sales to balance out expenses, or do we gain inspiration from Concept 9? Good leadership originates plans, policies, and ideas for the improvement of our fellowship and its service. But in new and important matters, it will nevertheless consult widely before taking decisions and actions. Here are a few ideas we can start or continue doing to meet our needs. We can be intentional with groups and discuss the importance of contributions. In the 80s, group participation was around 55%. Today it hovers around 44%. Our services are no less important, and we're facing huge shifts. I can't go talk to all the groups, but I can go talk to one group at a time. We can support attempts for bringing this conversation about self-support to our groups, our sponsors, our districts. We've tried to have a call for personal stories, and that had some traction. We have a beautiful list of speaking points in our background material that we can try out with our groups to bring awareness to the spiritual significance of contributing and the amazing services that are provided. We have the ability to contribute online. There's a new subcommittee of the finance committee, and their scope is to focus on figuring out a better way to communicate how money is spent. We can support innovation. There are new electronic formats being introduced by World Services and Grapevine for some of our book and magazine offerings. We can support this innovation deliberately by spreading the word and deliberately with our dollars. Are the offerings perfectly intuitive and perfectly easy to use? Not just quite yet, but we've made great strides. I was in a district meeting the other day talking about the Big Book application, and a gal brought it out. She pulled out a non-AA version, and she wasn't aware that she wasn't supporting AA when she bought that app. We can be intentional about our own personal contribution plan. I know of three people who give $5 at their home group, $2 at visiting groups, and they send money back to GSO for their birthday month, and one member who sends money back for Bill W's and Dr. Bob's birthday as well. Instead of what should it be, we can embrace this with love and significance. What can it be? What ideas do you have? Let's talk about them. Let's make them happen. My topic was literature sales versus contributions. And while I know we've always thought in that paradigm, I think even that perspective is self-defeating to reach a vision of more self-support. To me, the question really is, how can we participate in our self-support in a meaningful way? Oh yeah, I did have one other source I referred to. With a shout out to Larry, AA comes of age. I'll quote Father Ed Dowling. Very few of us know how much we have to know in order to know how little we know. I know less about this whole topic now than before I did my research. And I'm grateful that I don't have to have the answers. We're safe in God's care. We have a beautiful process for working through these things. We have a very clear and important primary purpose, and we know the answers together, one loving day at a time.